Well, good morning, friends. We are live in studio this morning with Miss Tori Harper. Hi, Tori.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, Tori, you got into Wisconsin a couple of days ago, actually, right?
Yeah.
You're between touring events with, is it 10th Avenue North?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be playing a few shows with them this weekend, opening up for 10th Avenue North and We Are Messengers.
Nice.
And I'm so excited.
They're awesome, guys. We've met Darren from We Are Messengers.
He's
great
fantastic.
Guy. He's a lot of fun, so
we're,
I'm sure.
We're not going to make you do the donut hole, dear, like we did with Darren. But,
oh, no.
He whomped me on that. So
that was fun to watch, though.
Yeah.
Caleb got to eat things, disgusting things. It's
oh,
that's
my
the key.
Goodness.
Yeah,
so
we aren't making you do that.
Nashville native, Tori.
No, you
don't
should.
Have to be, because we thought, nah, we won't make her do that.
No,
so
no.
Nashville native, would you believe that, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Hillary, that we had almost a foot of snow?
It was less than 2 weeks ago.
Not like
actually.
Still on the ground, like it came down.
It came down. Like we went snowshoeing and sledding. Have you ever been sledding?
Yes, I have been
sledding. Okay.
Because every once in a while, Nashville gets more than 2 inches of snow.
Few and far between, but it
and,
happens. Cool.
So, yeah, there have been a few times that I've been sledding, and it's
super fun.
It's really fun.
Very cool.
So let me ask you, when you think of Wisconsin, what comes to your mind initially?
Cheese.
Right? That's not a wrong answer.
Well done.
But I love cheese. So,
yeah.
I mean, cheese kind of comes to mind anyway.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just always kind of like top of mind there.
Right?
It's there. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but when it comes to cheese, have you had like deep fried cheese curds ever?
What?
Did you... Oh, she didn't know this was a thing. Yes.
We're going to have to hook this girl up with Culver's before she leaves.
Because they actually
today,
batter
so.
Them and deep fry them. And they're little warm nuggets of
joy.
Gosh. Now, our friend Troy has brought the true Wisconsin squeaky cheese curds as well, for you to sample. So,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You will not leave with an empty stomach. What's something that might be totally different about growing up in Nashville as opposed to growing up in Wisconsin? Not that you have knowledge here, but, you know, from being Badger State and snow and cheese and stuff, what do you think about Nashville that what you really enjoy about growing up there?
Well, Nashville is a great place to live.
Yeah.
And I don't know really how I don't know the differences between Nashville and Wisconsin, but the weather, I guess, is really bipolar. That's something about Nashville.
In Nashville, well, that,
especially
that's the Reliant K song.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Pretty much, because we have like downpouring rain and or snow, and then the next day it'll just be beautiful and everybody's
really.
Oh yeah.
The thing is, around here though, once it hits like 50 degrees, people start wearing shorts and flip-flops because we feel like
that's definitely different.
Absolutely.
50 degrees in Nashville, the coats come out.
No,
so.
that's when the coats go away here.
So talking about your history, Tori, when did you first get into music then? Has it been something that you grew up with or maybe a calling later on in your life?
Well, I always sort of did music. When I was like 6 years old, I was in these church musicals and having fun. But when I was 11, this local songwriter put on this camp for us kids about how to write a song.
Sure.
And I had never really thought about writing a song before. And something that my dad told me was that writing a song is like inventing something. It's like creating something completely new that nobody's ever heard before. And it really inspired me. And so after that camp, I just kept writing and I loved it. And I thought it was amazing. And I actually went back for round two of camp because I loved it so much. But yeah, so I just kept writing. And that's kind of where I picked up guitar, too. So
sure. Well, I know we enjoy After Dark. Heard some great listener comments on that. And I think you're actually going to play that one live for us a little bit later.
Yeah.
We have your brand new song, Seasons. We'll be debuting that here today. And Joy is one that, again, there's a lot of joy in hearing that song, too. I mean, there's a lot of joy in your music and the fact that you're singing not for yourself, not for financial gain.
Yeah.
You're singing for the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely just feel so blessed that the Lord would allow me to have this as a career, to help people through my words and to have my words spread to help even more people through his power and through amazing stations like you guys. I just love it. And, you know, the other week I got this amazing letter from this little girl, Jessie, who was telling me, you know, oh, you're my favorite singer. And like, Joy is my favorite song. And I'm going to sing it at this kids' fine arts competition.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And just knowing that, like, not only these songs reach the adults, but they also reach the kids is really cool to think about.
Well, it's such a cool thing. I know with our station, we say WWIB, we are family. That's what we do. Yeah. That's what we're about. That it's something that whatever age you are, you know, you are part of our family, and we want to be part of yours as well. And it's great to have artists like you that are carrying that out. I think, Hillary, maybe we should see if people want to lob some questions over by text to Tori. Want to know a little bit more, you can shoot us a text at 715-396-1670. And stay with us, because Tori's staying with us all throughout the morning. And, yeah, some live music coming up as well, too. So looking forward to that.
You're not going to want to go anywhere, as we have some fun with Tori Harper throughout the morning. We are live in studio with Tori Harper, having just a great time, I think. I'm having a great time.
I'm having a great time, too. We don't know if Tori's having a great time or not. But
this is terrible.
I'm just
kidding. Honesty. Real honesty. Real talk right here. You can continue to text your questions in at 715-396-1670. We'll get to some of those a little bit later. But now we want to give Tori a chance to play some music live here for us. But do you want to kind of introduce this song a little bit first? I know there's a story behind it.
Yeah, totally. So this song that I'm going to play, After Dark, I wrote it about my friend who I knew in high school, and she was struggling with bulimia. Mm. And I had never really come across that before, being homeschooled and everything, but it really made me sad that she didn't see herself the way God saw her and the way I saw her. And it made me think about just the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and how he can use everything for good, and how there really is light after the dark. And even through all the tough seasons I've been through, I've always seen God come through and stay with me through everything. And specifically one time when I was in a dark place, and God actually spoke through somebody at church to tell me that I was seen by him. Hmm. And so that's sort of where this song came from.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you play it for us. We're going to adjust a microphone here quick and get all set up. Here is Miss Tori Harper with After Dark.
Different, it will be alright. Please just stay right by my side. You might think the world is tumbling down, but it's not. Sometimes it's hard to see through life, through all the pain and all the strife. You might think the world is tumbling down, but it's not. There is life after sadness. There is hope after madness. There is joy after a broken heart. And there's light after the dark. The dark, there's light after dark. The dark, there's light after dark. I know life looks so dim right now, like everything up high is crashing down. You might feel alone, but trust me, that's far from the truth. 'Cause there is one who will not leave. No matter what you've done or what you've seen, you might feel alone, but trust me, that's far from the truth. 'Cause there is life after sadness. There is hope after madness, there is joy after dark, there's light after dark. The dark, oh, the Lord will never leave you. No, he will not forsake you. He is with you till the end of time. Oh, the Lord will never leave you. No, he will not forsake you. He is with you till the end of time. 'Cause there is life after sadness. There is hope after madness. There is joy after a broken heart. There is life after sadness. There is hope after madness. There is joy after a broken heart. And there's light after the dark. The dark, there's light after dark. The dark, there's light after dark.
Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. Tori, thank you so much. What a tremendous blessing that song is. Absolutely stunning.
I almost ruined it because, like, I love that song so much. I wanted to start humming along. I was like, no, be quiet, be quiet.
I almost ruined it because I almost started crying. But that's okay.
It's
too.
A beautiful song. And hearing the story behind it as right. well, too. And again,
yeah.
I mean, there's so much meaning when you hear some of those stories that inspire these songs and say, you know what, it's yeah. for something beyond myself, and that's why you're writing. I think that's
Definitely.
Why it's so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, like I said earlier, I feel so lucky that I get to help people and point them to what God says about their situation, because mm-hmm. it's really easy to listen to the louder voices around you when you're going through something tough. And you just got to keep reminding yourself, like, God says I'm his child. He's a good father. And yeah. I know that he has a plan. I know that he's going to bring me through this, and he's going to use it for something greater.
It's absolutely wonderful. I mean, it makes me think that song from Ginny Owens, Love Be the Loudest Voice I Hear, because there's so yeah. many things in this world that are screaming for our attention and that are screaming at us, trying to tell us who we are. And yet Christ says, this is who you are. Your identity is fully founded in me. And when you trust that, when you let his voice be the one that guides you, when he says that he's the yeah. shepherd again, the shepherd, yeah. the sheep know his voice and they follow hard after Jesus Christ. And it's such an amazing thing.
Yeah. And when you put your identity in who he says you are, nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else matters. It all just rolls right off. Like, you know, even just the ordinary things. Like, I think that I put my identity in, like, oh, I'm the musician. Like, but in reality, that is just something I do. Who I am is a child of God, and he calls me chosen and loved and seen. And that's where I choose to put my identity.
Amen. Amen. Now, we want to debut. We're going to have more fun, more music
yeah,
from
more
Tori.
Fun.
We want to debut your new song, Season. So
yeah.
I think Hillary has that all queued up here.
I do. It's all ready. Do you want to tell us anything about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say my songs are pretty thematically, like, linked. Like, they're all really similar in what they're about, probably just because they all come from my life. But Seasons is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, it's about the different seasons of life. And, you know, sometimes the answer you hear from God is not the one you wanted to hear.
Right.
Even if that's just, like, not now, mm-hmm. it's still like, you know, maybe not what you wanted to hear, but God can always use that for good. He's still holding you. He still loves you. And the reason behind that answer is always that he loves you and he cares for you and he has the best in mind, and he can see the bigger picture. And the good news is it's only a season. And, you know, while it may not be a good season, it's only a season. So that's what seasons is about.
It's a great truth for life from we Wisconsinites who have endured a very, very long winter season. And then, you know, it's kind of a figurative representation of kind of the seasons in our life as well, too. So
definitely.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it indeed. This is Tori Harper with Seasons. Joining us live in studio this morning is Miss Tori Harper. We're having a lot of fun. And Tori, you're going to sing another song for us, huh?
Yep.
Now that she's been fueled by cheese curds.
Right.
So,
excuse me if my mouth squeaks.
Yeah. That's how you know it's a good cheese curd.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to sing Joy. Tell us about it.
Joy is really something the Lord was teaching me about. Just how it is so much more than a feeling. It's that belief in the hope that we have in Him and just knowing that we know how the story ends. Like, we know that He does have a plan, that it is just a season like I was talking about before, and that is what brings us joy. And you may not always feel happy, but you can always have that joy because it's constant, and we have that joy because we know that He gave it all for us, and what more could we ask for?
Absolutely. Well, I know it brings a lot of joy to a lot of people when we play this song, so now you get the extra treat of having Tori sing it live here in studio. We're on Facebook Live as well, too, if you want to check that out.
Tears try to drown it out when you're walking through the fire. When the voices drag you down, but you can't fight it 'cause you're tired. I can feel it is rising inside my soul. I surrender it all. Let you take control. Your joy is greater than a thousand sorrows, and your love will conquer all of my tomorrows. It fills my heart, the sound of your song, and now I'm dancing all day long. Ooh, I love to feel your joy. Oh, oh, I love to feel your joy. Oh, it will find you in the deep when you think there's no way out. It is comfort, it is peace, and you're never gonna hear a more beautiful sound. I can feel it is rising inside my soul. I surrender it all. Let you take control. Joy is greater than a thousand sorrows, and your love will conquer all my tomorrows. It fills my heart, the sound of your song, and now I'm dancing all day long. Ooh, I love to feel your joy. Oh, oh, I love to feel your joy. Oh, it's always there. Feel it now, fills me up, I pour it out. It's always there, I feel it now. Fills me up, I pour it out. It's always there, feel it now. Fills me up, I pour it out. It's always there, I feel it now. Fills me up, I pour it out. 'Cause your joy is greater than a thousand sorrows, and your love will conquer all my tomorrows. Your joy is greater than a thousand sorrows, and your love will conquer all my tomorrows. It fills my heart, the sound of your song, and now I'm dancing all day long. Ooh, ooh, I love to feel your joy. Oh, oh, I love to feel your joy. Oh, I love to feel your joy.
One
another fantastic song. I love having you in studio. This is just great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling the joy in that one. I was
bopping. Did you have more joy singing Joy because of the cheese?
Yes. Yes, it added to my joy.
That's
it did.
So cool.
Deep in my soul.
Just a recap quick here. Where are you headed to next? Because I know some folks are asking us by text. They're like, well, where can we see Tori in the area? So you guys have some shows coming up, put you kind of on the spot here. But
yeah, so I am opening this weekend for 10th Avenue North, and We Are Messengers, these
Wonderful.
Three shows, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. I think there's still a few tickets left for one of the shows, so... I really would love to see you guys there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And
yeah.
I know 10th Ave and We Are Messengers are great guys. So I'm excited and honored to open for them.
They are indeed. So you're going to be hanging out in Wisconsin for a little bit longer.
Just a little bit longer. Yep.
Well, it should be a good time and good weather. It shouldn't snow. They're not calling for snow. So you should be fine.
I think that'd be awesome if it snowed, though, because we never get snow in Nashville. Not real snow.
Everybody in this state who has endured what have endured, they're like, Tori, you sound like a lovely person, but please stop.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's all good. I get it.
We can show you pictures.
We can. I'm happy to show you pictures.
Okay.
All right. The Fruit Snack Challenge. We are live on Facebook on the WWIB Radio Facebook page as well. And what we are doing, we're live here with Tori Harper, Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. The Fruit Snack Challenge is what we have laid out. So we each have a pack of fruit snacks, dinos and sharks.
Okay.
Dinos and sharks.
Dinos
and what we are doing
sharks.
Is we are set in sort of a pyramid type of triangular fashion here. And so the goal of the Fruit Snack Challenge is to consecutively catch a fruit snack in our mouths. So I will toss to Hillary. Hillary will toss to Tori. Tori will toss to me. But we only have until the end of the fruit snack pack. So that is the challenge. Can we each catch one in our mouths consecutively before the packs run out?
Okay, so here we're opening our packs. Okay.
Ooh, these look lovely.
Ooh,
they smell good too.
Okay.
Oh, they do smell good.
All right, who wants to toss first? Should I toss to Hillary first?
You toss to me first.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I need to mentally prepare.
All right.
Okay, you prepare. Okay, ready?
Oh!
She got it!
Oh, my
gosh.
She nailed
it!
That was you had a good throw.
Oh, my gosh.
Just aim for the tonsils.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have tonsils.
That's scary.
Oh.
I don't want to choke.
Okay, ready?
All right, Tori.
I have really bad aim.
Oh!
So close. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It hit me.
It hit you. It
we'll still go around the horn. This
area.
Is just practice.
Okay. This
is practice.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Caleb.
Oh! Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I
just got a shark in the eye.
Oh, no.
All right.
Happens.
Oh!
So
okay, that was my
that
head
time.
Hitting the microphone.
Yeah,
sorry
that
about
was
that.
Kind of
I'm going to do a green one. Green dinosaur.
Right.
You ready?
Oh!
It hit my mouth.
Sorry.
It hit my mouth. It was so
okay,
close.
Here comes, sorry.
All right.
All right.
It went right over
No,
his
we're
head.
Finding the
we're
range.
Doing good.
We're finding
we're
the range.
We're good.
We've still got more
it.
In the pack. All right, Hillary's turn.
Oh.
Bounced off the chin. Okay, Tori.
My bad.
Purple. Oh, that was so short. I'm sorry. That was so short. I was like trying to just delicately.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
That didn't work. Okay, go ahead, Caleb.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
One,
here we go.
At least sometimes.
Yeah.
I did mine.
At least one.
Okay. It's up. Oh, close. Close. Okay.
That got lipped that time.
It did. It did.
All right.
Okay.
This time we have
Green?
I don't know what this is.
That's okay.
I think it's a dinosaur. All right.
Oh! Bounced off my lip.
I think I need to put a little bit more underneath it.
I don't know. Okay, orange, Tori. You ready? This is an orange shark.
I'm glad these are substantial packs.
Okay.
Thank you, Aldi.
Forehead.
I'm sorry. That was a forehead hit. That was my bad. That was my bad.
All right. This is a purple. I'm not sure what it is. It kind of looks like a fish, but not a shark. So
there you
here
go.
We go.
Oh! It's all good. It's all good. No, you're good.
All right, wait.
I'm throwing too short now.
Wait, these are ones that are
those are no longer in use.
This looks like a T-Rex.
Okay.
Yeah!
Woo!
Okay. Hillary's got two already.
Well, I've got... You're doing a good job throwing him at me.
He's got a good throw.
He does, yeah. I'm not good at it. Okay, what's that?
Oh, we don't want to make her stop at the dentist.
Okay, ready? Yellow something.
Oh!
Oh!
That's my bad.
Close.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
We got a few left.
Oh. We'll find that later. It's fine. We'll find it later.
We'll do an underhanded toss next week. All right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so bad.
I've still got fruit snack in my teeth.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one was off.
That's okay.
I dipped that one.
It's okay.
All right. We've got a few left here.
I've got two left. So, Tori?
I've got... four left.
Oh.
Okay.
Uneven numbers.
Stay with us on Facebook Live to see the dramatic conclusion.
Oh!
That was
I'm
like...
really bad at throwing. I'm so sorry. Right. That's not you. That's me.
Oh my goodness. I'm underhand so I can get on.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's an interesting approach.
Why not? Change the technique.
Oh! There you go.
There you go.
All right.
I'm going to try underhand next time.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
These are good.
I'm not sure that'll work over the table, though.
Well, we have obstacles. That's true. We got obstacles. Okay.
Oh, it hit the tongue.
It bounced off my tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, I tasted it. Okay. This is the last one that I have, Tori. Okay. Wait. I'm sorry. I'm cheating. I'm standing. Okay. You ready? Too short. Okay.
Here, I'll donate one of mine.
I'm bad at this game.
I'll donate one of mine.
Okay. So you go ahead and do Caleb.
Right. Oh, okay.
And then I'll come back.
Okay.
Here we go.
No.
She's trying to decide on her.
Oh, close. It bounced off his mouth. So.
Okay. The underhand works.
I've already caught two. Yeah, so maybe, I'm going to defer to Tori here because I've already caught two. You ready? I'm so bad at this.
Can I try tossing one?
Yes, toss one to Tori. Caleb's going to throw
it's a healthy mixture of your throwing and my catching.
It's the perfect combination.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Caleb's got this.
Oh, okay.
Caleb's got one more.
All right, one more. This is the last one.
That didn't.
Here we go. And it's missed.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure we have two left. I'm sure we have a pack of undefiled fruit snacks that we can give Tori, being she hasn't gotten to eat any.
We have two left. We've got to do this. I'm gonna try.
Oh,
you got two left. Oh, two left. Okay.
Both of you.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
just
cool.
for
Here
fun.
We go.
All right.
All right. So she's throwing to.
I'll throw to you first.
Me first. Okay.
Yeah.
Off the glasses. That's okay. I had it coming.
Why so far away? You keep backing up.
Because it's like an outfielder. I get a chance to
circle
under
it. He's trying to back up, friends.
He's so far away.
He keeps moving further back every time.
Right.
Move closer. Okay, Tori's throwing the last shark.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, and the microphone's down. We're breaking stuff in the studio.
That was me trying to be a shark.
It's all good.
It kind of looked like a shark.
Tori, it has been absolutely lovely having you in studio today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry, I got fruit snack in your hair.
Yeah, sorry. I hit you in the face with a fruit snack. That's
not going to happen at any other radio station.
Definitely not.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.